This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can hear the melancholy pouring out of Joe Block's voice there as the Pirates continue their offensive futility. They are second to last in runs scored, if not for the Colorado Rockies doing staggering bad things, like some of the worst things we've ever seen from a baseball team through the first 30 plus games of a season. The Pirates would be the worst team in the National League and one of the worst in baseball. They're still one of the worst in baseball. They are on pace to lose now 109 games. This is in year six of a rebuild. They were shut out today and they had four hits. They were all singles. They got a base runner in scoring position one time in this game.
We should give them credit for that.
3-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning, so you're still within shouting distance. Who does Derek Shelton bring into the game to try to keep it competitive? Colin Holderman, what does he do? Immediately give up a hit that makes it a 5-0 game, and that's all she wrote. So, yes, George Pickens has been traded to the Cowboys. We've been on this story all day on The Fan. We'll continue to talk about it. You can call in and get your voice heard on Pickens at 412-928-9370. But we also, right when this game ends, we can't just put it on the back burner because this is, I mean, obviously unacceptable. That's kind of a rote word to use right now. You said the other day you were unsurprised, Chris, by what's gone on here. I didn't have them 14 games under 500 and winless in May on May 7th. I did not.
They're atrocious, Pony. I was unsurprised that they were a bad team with a bad record. I will amend my statement if you'll allow me the grace to do that.
Of course.
I am surprised that they are this bad. Did you go into detail on just how futile the offense has been outside and independent of shutouts? So they've played 38 games now. They've been shut out seven times. They have scored one run or two runs another eight times. So well over a third of their games so far that they have played have included an offensive output of two or fewer runs. They have managed to win exactly two of those games. They are 2-13 when they score two or fewer runs. So I guess if you want to look at the bright side, they are a merely pedestrian 10-13 when they manage to score three.
They were one of the worst offensive teams in baseball last year. They fired their hitting coach. They replace him with a guy who is an old Ben Cherington friend and a former Pirate in Matt Haig, who came from the Blue Jays, where Cherington was in the front office before he got here. So it speaks to me as more of a who you know than what you know hire. And the results are even worse. They replaced Michael A. Taylor, Brian De La Cruz, Rowdy Tellez, Yasmani Grandal, those guys, with Adam Frazier, Tommy Pham, Alexander Canario, Jack Sawinski. Pham had a hit today. He was their biggest offseason free agent signing. He's batting 175 with no home runs, six RBIs, and a 470 OPS. 470 is one of the lowest in baseball. It's the lowest on the team. Their big trade acquisition, Spencer Horwitz, is at AAA right now.
What's he hitting, about 130?
He had a chronic wrist injury when they traded for him, and he's out right now with, you guessed it, a wrist injury. So, I mean, it's almost like, I think people do this sometimes. People do things to get fired. It's like you're sick of your job, but you don't have the balls to quit, so you're just either at work, just not really caring, going about your business, just you're there, but you're not really there. The light's on, but nobody's home. Or you're going out of your way to make mistakes in the hopes that someone points them out and says, well, this is not what we hired you for, you're gone. It's so bad, it almost makes you think that's what's going on here. I know it's not. I know Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton probably don't want to lose their jobs and don't want to make millions of dollars in baseball.
What they would be doing would be, what, quiet quitting in this ridiculous hypothetical?
I really believe, and people have said this, like you could bring people off the street and they could do a better job with this team. Fans, I'm talking about. Guys who sit in the bleachers could do as bad of a job with this team. This is a complete organizational failure. There's nothing to hang your hat on.
I mean, it's so bad today. I just have to call this out because I think it's one of the biggest indicators of how low it's gotten. Brian Reynolds, the second hitter of the game, grounds out the most routine of routine ground balls from a guy that is your, what, highest paid player? Right?
Off yes.
Top? Yeah.
Yep.
Just making sure of that. He grounds out to second base. Easy put out. The kind of play that happens literally thousands of times in Major League Baseball.
And thousands of times with the Pirates already this season.
He, I would say, legged it out. He just ran more or less hard through first base. And for Brian Reynolds, running hard is not necessarily running fast. And it's a play in danger of not making. And they replayed on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. They replayed him running to first base and praised him for running out a routine ground ball. His OPS at the time coming into the game was 649.
That's because the Pirates are unhappy with the insinuation that their players are not trying or have given up on their manager. And they're trying to do everything in their power to try to show people that it's untrue. That it has nothing to do with effort. Well, I think that there are other plays to the contrary that would not back that up. Greg Brown at this exact time yesterday was trying to tell me that mental errors are not a sign of people not trying or people not caring. And I would definitely disagree with him on that. Yes, Donnie?
I was blown away, too. This is something I forgot about from yesterday until you just said that. When you brought up the play from Ke'Bryan Hayes on Sunday when he just was asleep at the switch at third base and not even covering on a steal, Greg acted like that never happened.
Well, I just think, I don't think there's a gag order on Greg, but I think they're very careful right now for people that work for the team to criticize them because everybody is on thin ice. And if there are calls from inside the hen house, you know, very critical things being said from Pirates employees about the Pirates themselves, they just don't want that log on the fire and that fuel on the fire. That's how I took that.
All right, then I'm just going to give my editorial comment here, Pony. If your theory is that they're saying things like, good on Brian Reynolds, he's still running it out because they don't want to paint the picture that these guys are quitting on the manager, to the average fan, I think that insinuation, that like statement, is more insulting. The idea that we're going to praise a guy for running out a ground ball, the second batter of the game, like at the major league level, that's something that A, people care all that much about, and B, even matters a little bit. That insults me as a fan more than it helps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.